Natasha. Welcome to the season finale of Morning Motivation with Gogo
and Natasha.
Wow. We are here. And let me tell you something. I'm so excited to be here. I have to say that I have to make sure I don't bang on this table because you'll hear it in the recording, and we were talking about that in the green room. Natasha, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of tripping because I'm looking at you on the screen in your beautiful yellow jumper, I might add. It's a nice hoodie. You might recognize it from some of the photos we've been sharing out here.
Yes. But
it looks gorgeous. You look like the sun as it's starting to rise.
Come on. Coming with the compliments here in 2025. And you look quite amazing in your coral sweatshirt. Come on, coral hoodie. The coral hoodie. We made it to the season finale. And I wrote some stuff down. And I want to tell the people, okay? When we started this journey, we told you, don't live in maybe. We talked about from moment to momentum. We reminded you that the miracle is you. We all processed our privilege. And we recognized our resistance. And we reminded our mind for the things that we wanted to do. And we remembered to apply your why. And reframe your words. And finish up that unfinished business. And take a moment to rest in your truth. And be intentional about your day. And to watch where you're thinking. And so today, we are going to talk about normalizing your greatness.
I am ready for this. We've been talking about this episode for 2 years. we were actually talking in the green room about some of the notes that we took in our pre-production meeting as we were getting prepared for this. It's been a minute since we've done a recording. We've been in a different mode. We've been in distribution mode, in marketing mode. So we're putting on those hats back in the seat of the recording mode, and it's exciting to come back to this topic.
It is so exciting. And to think about, and we have a whole thing planned for you all. There is actually, can I tell them?
Yeah, please. Okay. Please go ahead.
There's a part two. There's a part two to this episode that it will be playing right after part one.
Yeah.
So excited. So part two, we have some special things going on in part two. And I just want to say thank you to every single person that took the time to listen to our podcast. And I'm so overwhelmed with joy, and I'm so excited that I get to do this with Natasha. And we're going to talk more about how me and Natasha connected and met in part two. You're going to hear about that. But I just want to tell you, Natasha, I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for making this happen. Thank you for reaching out, and thank you for being the amazing co-host that you are.
Well, thank you so much, Gogo. It means a lot for us to both get to this moment after all the hard work that we have put in. It has been a joy and a pleasure to go on this podcasting journey with you. I could not imagine doing this with any other person. So thank you for all you do. And I think you speak for both of us, just in the gratitude to our audience, all the reactions. We can't wait to get to that in part two. It's been kind of interesting to go from just us having a conversation to other people joining that conversation with us every week.
Absolutely. And people are opinionated and we are here for it.
This is great. We love your opinions.
We love your opinions.
That's what it takes to have conversations that are really valuable, I think. If we're all saying yes to the same things, yeah, that's fun for a minute, I think. But I enjoy one where there's discourse.
Yes.
Where you have things to kind of, you think about it this way? Okay, great.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it. And I have a question one of you ought to think about. And I'm going to ask Natasha. And then I'll also answer it myself. What makes you feel great?
What makes me feel great is when I step into the shower and I can just resonate with the sounds that come off of the shower. It is just a wonderful sort of way to start my day. That makes me feel really good. And I'll just go through my gentle warm up. And by the end, I'll just, if I get to a part of a song that I really know very well and I want to work that sound, and I will just let myself have the space and enjoyment to have a very loud sing in the shower.
Those loud sings. I love singing in the shower. I have one of the gifts that I got from myself for Christmas was a JBL speaker, and they are not sponsoring this podcast. But that is what I got. JBL, reach out. We can talk. And I got the speaker, and it's so good. I love just blaring the music at whatever time I'm taking a shower. So I definitely resonate with you on that. And there's something about that time, because it's your time. Sometimes if you live with people, you're not always in the house by yourself. And so you don't always get that alone time. And sometimes that alone time only happens in the shower, and you're able to just be with yourself. Of course, outside of, you know, being your bedroom and whatnot. But I love that. I love that. That's amazing.
It is very simple. I think when I first was thinking about my answer, a response to your question, my mind always wants to go, I have to answer this in a very complex way. This makes me feel great. Feeling great can be very simple. Simple. A cup of coffee can make you feel great. Looking at the sun streaming into your window in the morning can make you feel great. Hearing your neighbor's dog barking could make you feel great. It just depends. Like,
what's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor? What's your flavor? I love that. For me, what makes me feel great, and this is such a great tie-in, and Natasha, you're going to love this because you know where we're going. You know where we're headed. What makes me feel great is also singing, but something very specific. Singing Happy Birthday. That is in a league of its own. For those of you that don't know, I am a professional Happy Birthday singer, and I sing Happy Birthday for pay. People pay me to sing Happy Birthday at people's parties. And it was how it came about was a very natural thing. But as a young person, as a teenager, I would always call my friends, call family, and sing Happy Birthday. And I would sing it to them on the phone, because what it was for me, that Happy Birthday brought me joy, made me feel great, made me feel good. If I was having a bad day, if I was in a state of mind that was less than where I wanted to be, we all know we just have to do an activity that shifts our mindset and shifts our frequency to shift our life. Come on! Because the tagline is, shift your mindset, shift your life. Okay? That's the first time we've said that in this podcast. And that's the tagline for Morning Motivation with GoGo and Natasha. We're putting all the nuggets in here for y'all. But I love singing Happy Birthday. And when you sing to someone, especially Happy Birthday, because it's so personal, it is about them, and they are openly receiving the love that you're sharing and singing happy birthday. Now, of course, if the person that's singing to you cannot sing, it may not be the same type of reaction that you may be feeling. Your ears may say, but if it's a beautiful song, and even if it doesn't sound great, if the sentiment's there, you enjoy it anyway because it is about you. But I love singing happy birthday. That makes me feel great. Makes me feel good, and it's a way that the community around me is able to help me help myself.
I love that you've shared this story because I was never aware of the backstory behind the happy birthday song and your enjoyment of sing. I'm aware that you enjoy singing happy birthday. I am happy to say I have received many a happy birthday song through the years, and they have brought so much joy to my life personally. And then knowing when I watch your social media, you do this for all of your friends and they get that same joy. It's wonderful to see. When I think about receiving that from family members, and you're right, they don't have to sing in tune. It doesn't matter whether it's the best rendition of Happy Birthday or not. It's the feeling behind it and the fact that it makes you feel great. We feel amazing listening to it. So I love that.
And you just hit on something that you don't even know you hit on. Wow. Y'all knew it was coming. Y'all don't know when it was coming, but y'all knew it was coming.
You never know when it's going to hit.
You never know what's going to hit. When you speak about doing something towards someone, for someone, about someone, with someone, and what you just said about how it makes me feel and how I do it is received in that way as well. Because now you're talking about intention. And when your intention is to bring joy, to bring love, to bring happiness, to bring energy, it's felt and received at some level from that person. Of course, depending on where they are and receiving it. And that intention behind it is what makes it so special, which is why you were talking about, even if the person, and I'm getting, my vocal cords were getting emotional, okay? Even if the person is not the best singer, the intention behind it is so pure and full of love that you feel that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. It's very special. Well, that's wonderful to know that it makes you feel great. I am curious to know what some of our audience members are thinking about as to what makes them feel great. Drop it in the comments. Hit us up. Let us know what makes you feel great.
Yes. What makes you feel great? We want to know, because we're going to continue this conversation, because we all need tips and tools and different things. And it's like, oh, let me try to do this thing. We all live in the same earth. And if I know something that can help someone, then I'm going to release that information. And that is the whole purpose of this podcast. Whatever little small tidbit, whatever it is, we just want to release. We don't put your own game. As the people say, we don't put your own game. Huh? Okay. We're cutting up today. Now, we have here, we've done something new, something special, because we are innovating here. Innovation is the mother of progress. That's a quote for you that I am sharing. We did some questioning. We asked some people some questions in the audience of the internet, and you all responded. Natasha, can you tell them what the question was?
The question was, what's one small habit that has made a difference in your life?
So I think this time we'll go to the audience first, and then we'll do our small habit. But I'm going to read some of these great responses. And the first one is from royalty. Her name is Princess Sarah. She's the princess of Sierra Leone and a great friend of mine. And she said, Walking my dog in the morning, I can exercise, socialize with people in the community, and get outside and get vitamin D. Come on. Come on. I love that. I love that. I didn't even think about when you have a pet, everyone's focused on, okay, let me go walk the dog. But as you're walking the dog, you also are getting exercise. You also are getting movement. And then on top of that, being out in your community, talking to different people. And that is what life is about. Those that of you that are out there that are dog walkers and also dog owners that walk your dog, y'all know you see the same people with their dog. Does your dog bite? Yes, it bites. It has teeth. Okay. That's never what the dog owner says.
Like, no, she doesn't bite.
If it has teeth, it bites. I'm just going off on a tangent. Let me just bring it back because I just thought about that. Anyhow, walking your dog and exercising is amazing and great. And we'll put this in here because there's a lot of little throwbacks to the season. But Natasha, can you update us on your walking progress and your walks? Because that was a big part of your life at that time. What are you doing with your walks now?
That's such a great question. And the progress that has been made, because I remember when we recorded that episode, I had these wonderful intentions of creating this regular regimen of walking, tracking it, getting up, increasing the amount of miles. What I've gotten to a point of doing now is getting into a flow of weekly movement, and what that can involve is yoga, stretching in the morning. It can include some walking during the week, and I had to adjust the way that I was approaching my goal because I got very over invigorated. I don't know if that's the right word, but there was an app, a walking app that I was using to track my movement and track my walking every month. And they gave us some goals. So you could go for a 5K goal, a 10K goal, 25K, 50K. So I was thinking, hey, I'm going to just increase the amount of K's every month and just keep going up. Well, life happens and sometimes some injuries creeped in. I had to slow down some months. I had to take a break here and there. And also, I did compete in a 5K. So it encouraged me by having these higher goals to put myself out there and compete locally. So now I have 2 medals.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. I just competed in 2 5Ks in my area. I have a 3rd planned, and that will make it a triple crown medal, some type of thing that I'll get later this year, which I'm really excited about. So I am going to keep doing 5Ks because I feel it's a great goal to work towards. And I'm just moving towards increasing the speed at which I'm completing the 5K as opposed to trying to walk longer distances. I noticed when I added the longer distances, it was just getting too much for me. So it's good to notice when you're progressing, you'll start to notice this is what my body is capable of doing and this is where I'm actually at. And it's good to stretch a little bit beyond that. But also, I want to keep moving. So I wanted to avoid injury. So I just adjusted things.
I love that. Making the adjustment for what your goal is and what you are capable of, especially when it comes to your physical fitness and what it is that you want to do. I have a friend, since we're talking about physical fitness, and we'll move on to the next stuff, because the producers are looking at me saying, go, we don't have 5 hours to do this podcast. We don't have five. Okay. All right. Anyway, I have a friend of mine who she's really into fitness, and she goes to the gym 6 days out of the week, and she's super excited about it. I just saw her yesterday, and she was talking about it, and talking about like having those goals and being strong and just feeling good about yourself. And that's really what working out can do for you. And so what happened was she told me she was going to work out. I got on the phone with my other friend. Shout out to Elise. Elise is a great friend of mine. Got on the phone with my other friend. She was going to the gym and I was planning on going to the gym late in the night. It was going to be around 11:30. And I was like, well, I'm definitely going because the circle is going to the gym. I'm going to the gym. Y'all not about to just leave me in the non-gym going friends. Oh, that's my non-gym friend. What? No, not me. So I went to the gym as well, like 12:30 at midnight. And wonder why I was wide awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, I digress.
I love that tangent. I think it's a great question and in line with the topic of today, which is
normalizing your greatness.
Normalizing your greatness.
Absolutely. I have two more comments I want to share. And this one is, and of course, the question was, just to remind you all, for those of you that are just tuning in to what's happening right now, what's one small habit that has made a big difference in your life? That is the question. And one person, Daniel, shout out to Daniel, he says, going to the bathroom when I need to. Listen. Oh, I cannot agree more. And there's a whole thing about, especially in men, but especially with women, about not holding in your pee. Like, you need to release that and let that go, because there are some health stuff that is associated with holding in your urine. And you need to release it. I'll share a story. I have a family member that is in his 70s, and he uses the adult diapers just regularly all the time, because sometimes you can't make it to the bathroom in time and you have a little leakage or whatever it is. And it just dawned on me, like, wow, this is something that a lot of people deal with later in life or whenever they deal with it. And another thing to be grateful for, you can just go, you were able to hold it in and all of that stuff, the faculties of the body being able to just work how you want them to work is such a beautiful thing, and it's such a privilege, because so many have so many things that make them less able to retain certain bodily fluids. When I heard that story, I was definitely just humbled and just grateful for every part of my life, because we don't really talk about being healthy unless you are dealing with an illness. You know, you don't talk about you having great health until you get a cold, and you're like, oh, I'm wishing that I could not have a stuffy nose. I don't know whose voice that is, but that is the voice that came to me.
That was a great voice, Gogo. It really went with the stuffy nose. And I love that you brought this up. What you were talking about, it sounds so silly, not allowing yourself to go to the restroom. What was the thing that he said again? What was exactly that?
He said, going to the bathroom when I need to.
Going when you need to. Now, when you're managing multiple people, multiple projects, and you've got deadlines, sometimes going to the restroom gets pushed to the back of your priorities, honestly. And it can happen for a lot of people, and you can forget for hours sometimes. Hey, I really needed to use the restroom, but I've been sitting here at my desk doing work that has a deadline. Look, the time is running out and I can hold this. My body is not as important as me getting this deadline done. I can hold this. You'll find many people in different professions do this. People who manage other people, mothers, wives, other people that have jobs that don't allow them to actually use the restroom at a consistent time. You just have to hold it. And it is a privilege. I wouldn't have even thought of that. It feels like, oh, that's kind of silly. It's kind of funny. But it can actually, like what you were saying, Gogo, it can impact your health quite terribly. And you'll find that there are teachers who have, it's an ongoing problem where they have UTI infections. If not familiar with that word, but go look it up. Sorry if it's too much information this morning. But yes, it is. It does impact people's health. And it is very important to be able to allow yourself to take care of yourself at the time that you need to. So yes.
Absolutely. And I was just thinking about teachers, because my mom is a teacher and she talks about she has to schedule.
As is mine.
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
And she had to schedule.
Well, was. She's retired now. My mom is retired now.
Shout out to your mom. Shout out to your mom. Okay.
Shout out.
Yes. Having to schedule your water intake, because in a lot of the rules with the teachers is that you can't leave your class unattended. That's a hazard. And so then you have to kind of plan out, okay, this is my break. This is when it can happen and that sort of thing. And I do that myself when I'm driving certain places, because water just goes right through me. and I'll have to go to the restroom really quickly after drinking some water. And living in Los Angeles County, you deal with traffic, and the traffic does what it wants to do when it wants to do it. And so you really have to keep that in mind. And sometimes I'll have to just go to a grocery store, do my thing, and keep it going because, you know, you got to go. So thank you so much for sharing that little tidbit. And I love that. And this is just a reminder to put yourself first. It's harder sometimes than not, but we just try to do the best that we can when we can. I have one more comment from one of the fans. To remind you all of what the question is, what's one small habit that has made a big difference in your life? And she says, KC says, giving myself a little wink every time I pass a mirror.
Adorable. I love that.
That is so great. Every time. And I'm thinking in my life, I don't necessarily pass mirrors all the time, but to have that be your little thing, like every time I pass a mirror, give myself a little wink, I might try that. Just, hey, I see you.
I've tried it a couple times. You feel it in the moment. It's one of those moments you're feeling a little cheeky. Give yourself a wink.
Wink it up. Wink it up.
Wink it up.
I love that.
I like it.
I love it. I love it. So you asked some questions of the people, and I know you have some comments. What was your question?
Yes. So I had actually gotten into my DMs on the morning. So what we'll do, just so everyone knows where we got these from, I'll post some stories, but we asked a question on the story on Instagram. And what I did was forwarded it and asked everyone in my DMs to take a look at that. And the way I paraphrased it was, I would love to hear what daily habits help you. So it's a slight tweak. So they gave more than one habit. So it's not just one small habit. It was daily habits. So this is what we came up with here from that. And the first answer they responded, this first person says, I definitely value the time with my pets. So similar to Go-Go and the walking. So they said, such as walking my dog every morning when I get back home from work. I also love giving my cat his daily vitamins and dinner. That's something they enjoy. And it allows me to connect with them, have fun, and forget about anything else going on. I also have been making a point of doing my face regimen each night, which allows me to decompress and reset for the next day.
I love that. That's so good. When they talked about feeding their animals and
getting
their vitamins, it is such a shout out to being present in the moment. Nothing else matters but this thing I'm doing right here. And that's how we manage stress, is that we focus on the what's in front of us, what we have to do. I have friends of mine that get overwhelmed because of thoughts and overthinking. But when you take a moment to just focus on what this is right now, apply your full self to it, then it, like the person said, it allows you to just decompress a moment. Like, okay, I'm just going to feed the dog. Because right now in this moment, me and this cat, me and this dog, we good. We chilling. You getting your little kibbles and bits. You getting your little whatever cat name of nips. Cat nips. Cat food. I'm going to just call it cat food. meow mix. Okay. I love that.
They also aren't a sponsor yet, but you know, it's in the cards always.
It's always There's in the cards.
Always a chance.
Matter of fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send them this podcast since we talked about them. And if they want to send us some money, go right ahead.
We're so cheeky. Yeah, I really enjoyed that too, what they were sharing. And I love what you got from that, Go-Go, about the decompress mode. And I'm thinking about ways that I can incorporate this into my day a little bit more, because I have some overthinking tendencies. And I've been asked in the past by a few people who have been diagnosed with ADHD where I might fit on the spectrum because of some of the, I want to say, symptoms that I've exhibited in some ways along that route. I think I took a test on that once and it was inconclusive, but I feel like that sort of mindful one action at a time habit could be very impactful for me as well. So I really enjoyed that.
Thank you for sharing that. That's great. I love it.
I have a couple more. This next one, they mentioned breakfast, a daily short walk, uplifting music during work. But a daily short walk, I resonate with that. Could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You're just getting up, walking around. It could be just walking around where you're at work, walking to the cooler and walking back to your desk, taking a short walk during lunch around the, you know, the perimeter of the hallway, whatever that is, that could actually be helping you as well. Another habit that was mentioned actually quite frequently was meditating.
I wanted to hop in real quick before that. Those lists that he or that person said, those different activities, there's a word that popped up into my head. Frequency shifting activities. And that is what this person is describing. Because when you do something that brings you joy, makes you feel good, makes you feel great, that's shifting your frequency. And it's aligning you at a higher plane. And so you just feel so much better. And those little small little things are little deposits that we put into ourselves, that we pour into our cup, so that when those withdrawals happens throughout the day with whatever it is, we're not totally empty because we've shifted up. We filled our cup up a little bit more. And I love that. Frequency shifting activities. What are your frequency shifting activities? That's really what we're talking about. Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
I love that. When you said the word frequency, I was also thinking about the amount of times that it's done. So it could go like both ways, right?
Yes, yes.
You're doing this more frequently. It's taking you to a higher frequency. I really love that. So the last one that I'd like to share is a podcaster who I will name. And this podcast is called Black Hole Sun Podcast. Go check it out. I've been checking them out. They're quirky. They're offbeat. They're into some little science fiction, pop culture. And I really enjoy it. I've been digging it on Spotify. And the podcaster, Maciel, I hope I'm not butchering your name. I'm so sorry, dear. But this response, I asked, what daily habits help you? And she said, hang on a minute. I wrote a whole blog post about this. So I've got the blog post right here.
Come on, blog post.
That I'm going to just tuck into. I haven't read it yet, but I think it could be a good moment to just tap into it.
Oh, we're about to have a moment to momentum moment. Let's go. And what you were speaking about earlier when we were talking about frequency shifting activities, I was talking with a friend just the other day. And this notion came up about frequency. And I said, what you frequent is your frequency. And we think about what is it that we are doing on a regular basis? Who are we talking to on a regular basis? What are we thinking on a regular basis? And that is the frequency that we are living and existing on. Look at your surroundings. Look at who you talk to. Look at who calls you. That's your frequency. And then we get these opportunities to shift it, i.e. those different activities, or we go to different events, we go to different places, or we go to, Natasha went to an event with a big time speaker, and his name is, what's the guy you went to the event with? You went to his event, the big time speaker, he's a big guy, he's made y'all do some stuff. We talked
to Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins.
He is a big time guy.
He's a big time guy. Sorry, Tony, that I forgot your name just for a second. This is an unplanned shout out to you, Tony. But when you go to those types of events, you're around different types of people and you guys are focused on some really healthy, mindful, mental stuff that is making you feel better, changing your frequency. And then your environment changes around you as a result.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That was a great shout out and to harken back. It just, I got a visceral memory of what that experience was, being surrounded by people who were in that high of a frequency.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is very empowering. Very empowering. Well, thank you for that segue. I'm just going to circle back to Maciel and her article, My Epic Life, Things I Do Daily for a Better Day. Top of her list is meditation. Second is affirmation. And she gives you a whole list of high vibe morning affirmations.
Ooh.
On this blog. It's a nice blog. It has nice little color coded things. Then she encourages you to drink water first thing in the morning. We hear that a lot, right?
Absolutely.
She talks about morning stretches. She has a whole gamut. Gratitude. And she has a to-do list. She gives you her to-do list of how to lay out your to-dos. So you can go check this article out and look it up. If you just go to MacielHernandez.com, check it out. She also has a podcast. I'm giving a big plug because she's been very supportive in our season. And we just want to give a shout out throughout. And we'll be doing a little bit more of that in part two.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I love that. We love the affirmations. We love being in places and positions where we can really be intentional about what we're doing, because that is the purpose of this podcast, is to help you all become more intentional about every part of your life so that you shift your life into a space that you want it to be in. And I look at the camera. Hi, camera. Hey, yo, I see you. I see you see me. Okay, I see you see me. All right. All right, so when it comes to normalizing your greatness, there is a journey and there's a path to that. And everyone's is different. And sometimes on those paths, on those journeys, we are challenged. Your greatness is challenged. And you have to navigate through that. You have to find your way through. You have multiple things happening to you at the same time, but yet and still, life is calling for you to accomplish things. Life is calling for you to do certain things, and you still have to arrive to the moment, even though you have these different situations and circumstances that give you an opportunity to have a mindset shift. So I want to talk about some of the challenges that you may have experienced, Natasha, in your greatness journey.
So we have arrived at the topic of the hour. There are so many times I think our greatness gets challenged. And it also depends on what is your definition of greatness, right? I think we were talking about this a little bit in the pre-production.
Yes. And as I'm looking, I love how I'm looking at what's the true meaning of greatness, and I'm looking at all these different things. And one thing says the quality or state of being great, as in size, skill, achievement, or power. Okay, so you're using the definition in the description. Oh, that's what we're doing. Okay, that's what's happening. The quality or state of being important, notable, or distinguished. The goal is to inspire students to achieve greatness by taking risks, working hard, and pushing their limits. When it comes to greatness, how I would define it is the state of being your full self, because that's where greatness is achieved, when you are your full self. And we're constantly always pouring out into others. And, you know, and I think it's different levels of greatness. It's like, you know, with greatness, when you are pouring out of a half empty cup, your greatness level may be a little diminished, and you're having to navigate those circumstances that are taking away from that. And so that's what it is when you are your full self, because situations in life happen where you have to kind of deal with it, and it takes something out of you. And a lot of times professional athletes talk about having to perform, having to find a way to win even when they are not 100%.
Yes. Yes. I love watching sports documentaries for that very reason. I love hearing about those journeys that athletes go on to dig in and find that extra level within themselves in order to overcome, to achieve. But we can do that within our lives as people who are not athletes, people who are just living our lives and carrying on with very quiet battles that a lot of people do not get the privilege of hearing about or knowing about because they aren't in our inner circle, right? But we have talked over the last little while over some of the challenges that have been underneath the surface of what's been going on for me. When I think about greatness, I'm thinking about the highest level of achievement that I can attain as myself. I have many goals, and there seem to be different things that I am meant to be completing during this lifetime. And I'm trying my very best to complete them to the highest level of, I don't want to say the word accuracy, but the highest level of quality that I can possibly bring to it. So throughout this time, I have been, you know, Gogo, from having been in touch with me over the last several years, been moving through personal illness, which we have talked about in the past. So I have managed my own personal illness to the point now, for people who aren't aware, I'm going to share in briefly to get to the main part of this, which is that I was diagnosed with some chronic illnesses. Lupus was one of them. And I just found out about that 10 years ago. Was it the end of 2014? So it's actually, it's a little over 10 years ago that I was finally diagnosed. And this was after several years, and I want to say it was a couple decades, of not knowing what was going on with me, having no idea. Going from that 10 years ago, feeling very ill, getting diagnosed with a secondary chronic illness, and now I'm at the point where I'm in remission from both, in the sense that I'm not taking any medication and I'm managing this naturally.
Come on, remission. Come on.
I'm so grateful to really God, and also the work that I put into the care that I took in slowing down and making this a priority, making my health my priority over those years. So just coming off the tail end of now, I've managed my personal illness. I, within the last couple years, started noticing my parent is actually now facing some more challenges. And both of my parents have had things that I've needed to help them with from time to time. But one of my parents usually didn't have really many health challenges at all throughout most of their life until a couple years ago. So we just recently became aware that after a year of trying to figure out what is going on, that my parent has dementia. So this is a new sort of diagnosis, and we're going through the change from me being the child in the family to me taking more of a leadership role, in that I'm planning out parts of their lives that have to do with their well-being going forward, which is a complete departure from where I was previously. And one could say, yes, I'm not maybe as focused on the things that I thought were going to make me great. Like, I had these plans of these specific projects that I wanted to work on. But in the meantime, I've learned a whole array of additional skills in managing my life and thinking about the human condition in a new way that I would not have thought of before facing this challenge. So yes, it's not just about us sticking to saying, okay, I have this project to get done and this is what makes me great. Sometimes our life has other ways of making us great.
And you just hit on something that you don't even know you hit on. When you are called to something, it may force you to elevate your mindset, to elevate your actions, to elevate your knowledge, because you live your life, you set these goals, you have these different things, and then life calls on you to do certain things, and you know there are certain things that you have to do, that you have to accomplish, because it's right in front of you. And they talk about it in The Lion King, the circle of life, where our parents take care of us, and then we take care of them. And that is how we know we are meant to be interdependent with each other. No one is meant to live this life and do it alone. Everyone needs help and assistance. Everyone does. Because if we didn't help each other, then what would we be doing? We are all here to live a life of service. And how we serve just depends on the purpose of our life. And you being able to step up and step in because you had some things to accomplish and some things to do. And I want to shout you out right now, because what people don't know is while Natasha was dealing with all these different things at home, we are fully producing and sharing and marketing this podcast. So she's having to wear multiple hats, having to put down this hat of caretaker, helper, of daughter, and put on this hat of marketer, producer, podcaster, and having to do it sometimes hour by hour. Okay, I gotta put this hat back on. And that takes so much focus and energy and intentionality to be able to do that and to step into that. So I celebrate you for doing that, because you had a lot of things on your plate, and it just shows your level of greatness because you did it and are doing it. So I celebrate you for that. I celebrate you.
Thank you so much, Gogo. It means a lot. Part of the reason I was able to do that was because you are such a great partner, and you were supportive in a way that created the space to do that. I think this is also an opportunity for us to understand in a workplace environment, because this is, we created our own workspace. This is what we created.
This is where we work.
Between us, we created this, between the AI generation. But the fact is, the support that we have created for that to happen, for me to be able to know, hey, I need to help my parent with this at this part of the day, and then I need to do this. And I know that it might be a little bit later than I planned, but it's gonna happen. And we stayed in a communicative flow that allowed us to keep moving things forward. So that's the flexibility that comes with creating that type of really supportive environment. It doesn't happen everywhere. And that also is, it should be acknowledged here.
Really. Wow. That support is so key. And I think a good takeaway is support those that are in your inner circle. Because now here's a revelation that I got. I was talking with some friends the other day on the phone, and it's going to kind of go into this next piece. They say that you are who you hang around. Your net worth is, you know, conducive of the five people that you spend the most time with. What they don't talk about is how you are interconnected with your inner circle. So what you are doing behind closed doors is also affecting the group at large, energetically. Case in point, my friend, she was going to go to the gym. My other friend, also going to the gym. I'm also going to the gym as a result. Now, that's something that I had knowledge of and I knew about. But what we don't talk about is when you decide to not step into the fullness of who you are, you're affecting the group around. Because there is an episode that we talked about, unfinished business remains unfinished until you finish it. And in that episode, I talk about how your friend's baggage is your baggage. When you decide to have this contract with this person, this energetic contract to have a friend in your life, to have this person in your life, you're now taking on all the things that they come with. And some of the stuff you don't even know about. So if you're doing stuff behind the scenes that you know is not going to move you forward in life, but is taking away, understand and know that it doesn't just affect you. It affects everyone around you. Why? Because that may then affect your emotional state. It may then affect your financial state. It may then affect your spiritual state. And all of that affects the people around you because they're spending time with you. So understand, in behind closed doors, when we are by ourselves, are we doing things that are going to push everyone around us forward, or are we not? And that choice is up to us. And if you're around a bunch of people that it's a greatness circle, you're going to be motivated to contribute to that greatness. Oh, you doing this thing? I want to go do this thing. The fact that Natasha is out here being a woman of standard and stepping in to manage her household, stepping in to help a parent, that's affecting the group around. Because I'm hearing those stories, I'm feeling the energy, and okay, so she's stepping up. So if she's stepping up in her life, then I should do the same in my life.
That is so powerful. That is so, so very powerful. And I love the way you broke that down.
This season finale, and we haven't even, I'm about to dive into something on another level. Listen, y'all getting it all today. Okay, we're just going to be fun editing this, all this screaming that I'm doing. Oh my. So when it comes to normalizing your greatness, I actually want to read the full original title of the episode that we changed the title, or we just amended it because it was too long for marketing, because our producers were like, This right here is just too long. We can't use it for this. You must change the title. Because our producers are Nigerian. At least one of them is. So I'm
We love our Nigerian producers.
Come on. So I'm gonna pull up here. You may not even hear this part of it, because I might just cut it out. All right, so here we go. Here we go. So the full unabridged title of this is, you have to be grateful for the normalization of your greatness. You have to be grateful for the normalization of your greatness. What do I mean by that? When you upgrade your life, the song, Let Me Upgrade Ya, and you are grateful for the upgrade. You're grateful for this increase. When you get that job, when you get that promotion, when you get that partner, come on, okay? When you have these paradigm shifting moments that bring you to another level of greatness of the area of your life, because we all have these goals, we have to be grateful for that when it starts happening consistently. And there was a part and time in my life where I was experiencing some exponential growth in my career. And it goes back to 2022, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 2022, which is right before we started this podcast. I was cast in a show called The Righteous Gemstones. And by the time this episode airs, the fourth season would have just started the day before. So shout out to The Righteous Gemstones, because they're a big part of this story. So I'm going to break this down, because there are a couple of different parts to this story. So when I was auditioning for this show, guest star recurring, I got the audition, and I'm going to point out certain things in the story so you all can see the different clues around this. I was working a catering event. For those of you that are just joining this for the first time, never watched an episode, never heard of us, never listen to us, I do work in private catering. That is my other career, and I love it, and it's so much fun. I was working an event, and a shout out to Tamiko. Tamiko, you're amazing. She's a big part of this story. I was working an event, and I was talking to Tamiko. Tamiko's an actress, and she was there, and so I was talking about, we were talking about acting, and she said she loves helping her actor friends with their auditions. And I'm like, okay, that's great. I said, well, you know, I'm definitely going to take you up on that. While I was there, I got the audition for The Righteous Gemstones. It came into my email while I was working that event. And I said to myself, she just said she likes to help actors with the audition. I just got an audition. Well, this might be a sign. So I asked her, I said, hey, I just got this audition. Here we go. I would love your help. She said, okay. She opened up her home, allowed me to come over there, and she helped me with this audition, because this was probably one of the, you know, biggest auditions of my life. And so I do the work, I prepare, I get the outfits together, all the things. And there was a couple of days, I think it was a few days later, I think it was on a Sunday for sure. And so I go over there and we work on the audition, we do it. She helps me and we make it nice and tight. Send it out. I hear that it gets sent to producers, which means that I'm going to the next level. And I'm like, oh, I feel like this is mine. I'm feeling like this is mine. So around the same time, also, I had just seen Niecy Nash. Shout out to Niecy Nash. And we were at a Women in Power event. And she was there with her daughter. And her daughter had her birthday that day. And I love to sing happy birthday. So I told her daughter, I said, hey, it's your birthday. I'm going to sing you happy birthday. So I go and sing happy birthday to her daughter. And Niecy Nash is recording me singing happy birthday to her daughter. The fact that I have Niecy Nash recording me, I'm like, what is happening right now? Okay, come on. That right there is a whole moment, okay? And this is also the same event where I saw Oprah Winfrey for the first time. Oprah was also there. And I'm going to segue real quick. There's a bunch of different, When you're around a group of people that are abundance flowing, people that are doing extreme things in their business. They're extremely wealthy. They're extremely abundant. They're extremely talented. If they're doing any extreme stuff, they have an abundance, overabundance of energy and of love and all these different things that you can just use and be around and use that to manifest the things that you want in your life just by being in the room with these people. So I'm at this Women in Power event. Oprah's there. Ava DuVernay's there. The Tia Mowry's there. All these amazing women are there. And, you know, Niecy Nash is there as well. And so, and I'm just playing that back and thinking about, oh, this is a moment for me to really take a moment to really think about the things that I want. Because I'm in a space with great people, okay? Because what you frequent is your frequency. Come on, I'm tying it all together. I sing that song. It gets recorded. So now we are flashing forward to Gemstones. They are deciding whether they, you know, want to bring me on, and they're, you know, asking some questions because I also am with another organization called the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and my performance dates or my rehearsal dates were in conflict with the shooting dates. And so I had to ask TSO, I had to ask them, I said, hey, I'm about to get cast in the show, because at this point in my head, I'm in the show. I'm about to get cast in the show. I need to know if I can come to rehearsal a couple of days later to finish shooting this show. And they got back to me. They said, hey, Gogo, we love that show and we want to see you win. So we'll let you come a little bit later so you can shoot the show. So we send that to production so that they know. So at this point, we're just negotiating, figuring things out. The offer hasn't come in yet. On that same day, when we were figuring that stuff out, Niecy Nash posts on her TikTok the video of me singing to her daughter, which had happened about a week or so ago. So it was a delay, but the day that she posted it was the day that they were making the decision. And so when that video was posted, it was a sign to me that, oh, I've stepped into another level of greatness. Because I have this great person that's now posting me on their social media. And that was a clue to me. I said, okay, something's happening here. Okay. And so I needed to be grateful for this moment. And I knew that that meant everything was going to work out. That was my sign. You know, when Niecy Nash posts you on your TikTok, it's a sign. You're doing something. You're doing something. Because she posts what she wants to post. Okay. She didn't have to post that. She could have kept that in her phone and it could have kept it right there. And so I'm appreciative. And she doesn't even know that this happened. So when she watches this or hears it, she'll know. And it was such a moment for me of realizing I have entered another level and now need to be grateful, because not only did the Gemstones thing was happening, now the Niecy Nash posting was happening. All of these things, these great moments are happening, and they're normalizing because they're happening consistently. They just keep happening and keep happening. And so being in a state of gratitude is the best attitude, talk about it. Being in a state of gratitude is what allowed me to continue in that path of continue to booking commercials, because since that time, there's been a consistency in my career. Despite what's been going on in the world in entertainment, I've still been able to work. I've still had jobs to book. And so that I'm grateful for. And we have to just stand in that gratitude for the consistency. Because our mindset is consistent. Therefore, our outset is consistent as well. Come on.
There's so much that happened in that story that we'll just let everyone absorb the full journey of the story. So exciting to hear this story and also to understand the signs that showed up for you. How did you know that it was a sign?
I decided that it was a sign. It was a decision because we are faced with choices. A scenario can happen and you decide what that means to you. It does not change what happened. It changes how you feel about it. So I decided that that was a sign. And so it was. That's the magic of it all. You can go see a cat on the street that is playing with a ball, and that might mean something to you because you've decided that it does. And that the whole thing about signs, people see what they want to see. It's absolutely true. There is and I'm not a scientist. I don't know all the science behind it, but there is something when you decide that this is what this is, that is what it becomes. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And certain situations require a certain level of belief because you have to believe in yourself. And I knew the moment that I got sent to producers, oh, they like me. If you don't go to the producers, that's it. When I knew that the casting people had said, oh, this is good, okay? And the part that I didn't share in the story that I actually forgot about was that they had gotten back to me and they sent me a redirect. I had to redirect. I had to do the audition again. They asked me to bring it down and bring my energy down so I could, you know, they went, because I gave them, it was very over the top in a way. I was serving it up. They wanted me to make it a little more subtle. So I did. And then we started the back and forth negotiating and that sort of thing.
That's so amazing. I'm so glad I asked that question because it gave a response that just took everything to another level that I wasn't even expecting. But I love that it's that simple to decide what it means. We have the power to decide what everything means in our lives.
Yeah. And that
you decided it was a sign.
Yeah, I thought it was a sign. That there's this exercise that it's a mental exercise that helps you to settle your day. And basically, I'm paraphrasing, it's called replaying your day. So when you go home after your day's over, you're in the bed, you replay your day as you wanted it to go. Especially if you had not the best day. So you replay your day how you wanted it to go, and then you go to bed. And that's just an exercise for you to release. Because what happened to the day happened. It doesn't change what happened. But now you can rest in your truth that you decided that it's going to be. And it's a way to release that stress. Let's say you got a flat tire. The food that you got from the store was cold. Whatever it happens, you just replay it as how you wanted it to go. Because the thing is, our brain doesn't know the difference between what is real and what's not. It's just you play something, you feel something, it's just going to go, oh, that's what it is. It's that simple. So replaying your day in the way that you want it to go is a great way to release and let go and to go wake up the next day and imagine like you just filling up your cup in that way. And it's a nice little game you can play. Because why not? It's you in your house by yourself. Or with whoever you live with. Do it.
I love it. And it also is about that's what takes you to that next level of greatness. It's normalizing your greatness in that moment too. Right?
Yes. I love that. Yes.
Because you could have said what you said, go to bed with all the whatever happened that day, but you can kind of turn it into that next level of this is how it is happening and I've chosen that it happened this way.
Yeah.
And that's me up-leveling the way that I'm seeing myself in my life as the narrator of my life.
And that is what they call a mental exercise. Because it's the same effect in different part of your body as going to the gym and doing a physical exercise. We have our physical exercises that build up ourselves physically. This is a mental exercise to build up yourself mentally.
All these extra tidbits and takeaways. We have so much to give in this season finale. I can't believe what has transpired here in the last 2 hours. 'Cause that's we've been talking, people. We've been talking for a minute.
Has it, is this a 2 hour? Is this
A 2 hour first half, and we still have the after
We
party
have the
that
after
we're
party.
trying to get
Listen,
to.
I told y'all. What's so funny is I told Natasha, I said, Natasha, this is gonna be a long episode. She's like, 2 hour, 2 hour? I said, I'm gonna be a long episode. I tried to, and it just felt this is just what it needed to be because we wanted to give you all of the things, give you all everything that we have, because we're gonna be gone for a little bit. I mean, we'll still be there. There's a lot of other content that you'll see, but wow, come on.
It's been exciting. It's been an exciting series of miniature discoveries, big discoveries, just everything and more. And that's the season finale
And
for you.
that is the season finale. Look forward to part two, and we'll see you in just a little bit. But as we love to say, thank you for listening to another episode of Morning Motivation with
Go, go.
Ann Natasha. Welcome to part two. Part two in the building. Part two. What it do? Got Natasha and go go. It's part two. Hey, pop 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 boom. But part two. The part two. Da da da. But part two. Ba ba da 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 da. All right.
We in the building.
We're in the building, and that was unexpected. We had an amazing first part, and now we are diving into the relaxed fun part where we get to just talk about ourselves and our fans. So we realized that we did not ever, after doing 13 episodes, we never introduced ourselves. We just got on here and was like, we out here. And that's what happened. So
And people
now,
were asking, they were asking, well, who are you?
they're like, who? They're like, who in the are you? Who in
the
the
purple?
are you? And that little blank is world. Who in the world are you? Okay,
Who in the world
I don't
are
know
you?
where your head was going, but that is what they were asking.
That's what he was asking.
So, we're gonna do little cast introductions. Who wants to go first?
I definitely don't want to go first
Great.
because if you were behind the scenes, you would have seen me like writing, like trying to figure out what to share. I was like, I've done these things. How do I tell the people
And
what I've
I
done?
didn't write anything.
Because
That's
Go-Go flows like that. Go-Go is in the flow consistently, constantly, and that is why he's good at what he does.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My name is Gogo Lomo David, and I am a Nigerian American. My father's from Nigeria. My mom's from Mississippi. Shout out to both of my parents who made me. I grew up in North Carolina, born in Pennsylvania, and I've been living in LA for almost 10 years. I'm on a show called The Righteous Gemstones. I did a show called Shameless, and I've done a bunch of commercials, which has been so fun and so rewarding, and I've gotten to do a lot of really cool things. And I'm now adding podcaster to my resume with Natasha, which has been such a joy and so amazing to get to do. And I went to school, and I got a BFA in professional theater, and I got a BS in management. And the same month I graduated college, I got cast in my first movie. And then I became not famous, and now I'm a podcaster.
And if you go back through the episodes, you can listen to some of the story about that journey.
Yes. There was some journey stories in there, y'all. But yeah, that's really me in a nutshell. I consider myself being one of the most energetic people in the world, the most energetic person in the world. I have the most energy of anyone else in the world. If you want to challenge me, slide into my DMs and let's go. That's me. I've been a positive mindset person my entire life because of how I was brought up. And I am super excited to be doing this podcast. And I can officially say we've been renewed for season two. We did get renewed. Yeah. And I'm very excited to continue this journey with Natasha Young. That's me.
So nice to meet you. Gogo Lomo David has just given you that full introduction after 13 episodes. You should be very, very excited about that. I am Natasha Young. I'm an international actress. Let me start that over. Like, my energy is so, like, it's in another, like, place. We just finished a 2-hour recording, y'all. 2 hours of the final episode. Hi, everyone. I am Natasha Young. I was an actress for about 15 years, and then I took a short hiatus to complete my MBA in management with a focus on the creative economy. I did that at the Drucker School of Management here in the Los Angeles area. And I currently work as a digital marketing consultant based in the greater LA area. I'm a vocal coach, I'm a creator, and now I'm adding podcaster officially to my roster of activities that is just growing. And I love all of these different skills that I've picked up along the way, but sometimes it is kind of challenging to figure out how to tell the story of that. If you were here behind the scenes, you would have seen me trying to figure out the short way to describe it. I'm just going to throw in there that I also speak German and I do audio engineering. So there's been like a few different things that I've tried on the journey, and I still love each of these things. And I'm weaving, like, I want to think of it as a tapestry of skills. A tapestry of skills that I'm utilizing.
We love that. We love that. And we love you, Natasha Young. Thank you so much. I am in my part two podcast voice.
And you are. I love that voice. Well, I love that.
Thank you. Give it the part two podcast voice.
Wow.
Listen, we have some great things we want to share with you all. We want to take a moment to shout out our motivators. These are the people that listen to our podcast. These are the people that interact online. These are the people that are the reason why we are in over 13 different countries, over 125 different cities. These are the reason, and these are the people. These are the people. So we want to shout them out.
Yes, we do. We absolutely want to let them know. We're ringing it from the rafters. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Natasha, you're up.
I'm up. I want to thank, first off, one of our very active and engaged fans, In fact, if not the number one engaged fan that we have just so enjoyed having their comments, their thoughts, their feedback throughout the weeks, is Stacy Sandifer. Thank you so very much, sir, for showing up week after week and giving so much wonderful feedback for us to really dig into these conversations with you on these various topics. It's been such a blast. And then introducing us to your wonderful sister, Naya, at the RIA podcast, Real Emotional Awareness Podcast, has been a great supporter of us here at Morning Motivation with Gogo and Natasha. We are so grateful to make those connections with other podcasters who are sharing very positive, valuable information with their audience. Go check that out. The RIA podcast, REA podcast. And another great friend of ours is Mindset Matters podcast, hosted by Dan Gordon.
Shout out to you, Dan.
One of my longtime friends. I've known Dan throughout the entire time I've been here in the Los Angeles area as an actress. He is not only an amazingly talented individual as an actor, but he is an entrepreneur. And he also runs this amazing podcast, Mindset Matters Podcast. You can listen to that on Spotify. I've been enjoying it myself. And they have been a great supporter of us here throughout the entire season. So shout out to them, which is Dan and his amazing podcast. Then I want to also head on over to TikTok because we cannot forget our TikTok
Come
family.
on, they almost got banned.
They almost got banned and they are still hanging in. They're still in the building. We've got Pax on TikTok who has shared so much meaningful feedback throughout the weeks sent. And I'm overwhelmed sometimes by just knowing that people are not only really listening, but taking that information and telling us what it means to them and their lives directly. So, Pax, we can't thank you enough. And also like the technical feedback, because we're learning how to be podcasters as we do
As we on the job training.
it. We're just doing it. So Pax gave us, some different feedback, and we love that. So thank you, Pax. And that's me done
There we
for.
go. We appreciate all of you all and your support, and we thank you so much. And I want to take a moment to thank Chelly. Chelly is a great friend of mine, and he is a big supporter on the Instagram, on the TikTok. And
Shelly.
we appreciate you, Shelly. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Maria Wedding. Maria Wedding is a great friend of mine that lives on the East Coast. She's awesome and amazing. And she has sent me just messages of how the podcast has impacted her. I think one of her favorite episodes was Processing Your Privilege, which is a fan favorite amongst everybody. And I love getting the different messages and the different how people are impacted by this podcast, because that means that I'm doing my job. So I'm so grateful to you, Maria, for listening to the podcast. And I'm sure we're going to have a catch-up conversation soon. Havilah Malone, who is
Havilah.
so amazing. She's such a big supporter of the podcast and of me and what I have going on. And I'm so excited to have her in my life. And I'm thankful for the feedback that she was actually one of the people that said, "We don't know who you are. Can you introduce yourselves?" That's not at all how she sounds, but that is just how I decided to do that voice. So shout out to you, Avila, who's an amazing person and doing amazing things. Alexis Louder, let's get loud, let's get loud. Alexis is a wonderful actress that is shutting the game down, and she listens to our podcast when she's at work, okay, working, doing her thing. So we appreciate you, Alexis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the feedback, all of the different things. And who knows? Maybe we'll have some of these people on our podcast in season two. We'll talk to the producers. You never know what's going on. We never know. Maybe we'll incorporate some guests and see. Maybe we should do guests for season two. Maybe we should do that. I don't know. Maybe. Cecilia. Maybe. Cecilia is a friend from college, and she's a big supporter of the podcast. Been listening. Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the areas that is one of the top cities that listens to the podcast. And so we know that you are a big contributor of that. And Miss Callen Laughlin. Callen, thank you for listening. I appreciate you so much. She is a doctor. Okay, she's a doctor. We have doctors listening to our podcast, and I am so excited to have her in my life and to have her listen to the podcast. So thank you so much, everyone that listens. And there's so many others that we can mention, and we will mention you next time we do a fan corner shout out. Come on, talk about it, because we can't fit it all in. Can't fit it all in, because the producer said, listen, you have this amount of time, okay? Come on. So let's.
Yeah, we did. We are both very thankful for everyone, from the podcast that have connected with us, to all the engagement, to the friends that have supported us throughout the entire season. We could not have done this without you.
Absolutely. We appreciate the support. And if you feel inclined to support us some more, we will receive that. There is donation buttons on some of the different platforms that you can use to donate to the podcast. And it goes all the way to the expenses of the podcast and to keep this going. This is an endeavor that me and Natasha have decided to do. The goal was not to monetize it. That wasn't the initial goal. We wanted to just get the message out there. And so if you want to support us, we welcome that support on Spotify. There's a donate page. There is, we do have a PayPal, and it's on the different pages on the listening platforms. Also on our RSS feed as well, which you can get to from our Linktree and or our Instagram bio.
We make it easy. We make it easy to find these things. And that's exactly what it is. We were talking about, I believe, how did we come to the idea of starting this podcast on another podcast? We were invited to actually speak at an event about, it was Podcasting 101 with Keith Keller.
Yes.
Shout out to Keith Keller shout for out. Inviting us. And we will be doing more events like these, speaking at more podcasts, but sharing about our journey, how we started this. He asked us, from a marketing perspective, what was the end goal of us starting this? And we didn't have an end goal really in mind that I can think of. There was no ulterior, like, let's do this in order to do that. It was just, we need to express these ideas. We want to have this conversation, and we just want to do this because we want to do it. So I don't know if that's a wise, like, marketing strategy, but
please support our why. That is our why, and we applied it and we created it. So I think that's great. And as it grows, we will grow. And this is just the beginning. There's so many other topics. We already have the topics for season two, and I'm super excited about that. And who knows what's going to happen this year? There may be some special surprises that you all get in between the seasons, because I know great stuff is going to take place. But we just want to say thank you for listening to us, taking the time out of your day, out of your morning, out of your evening, out of your afternoon to just spend with us. And we appreciate you all so, so much.
On that note, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, MMGN Podcast.
head to our Linktree. We do have ways to connect with us. As we told you, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, and we spend a lot of time, I think, on Instagram. That's where we've been having a lot of the conversations. But go wherever you spend the most time, and we will get in there and talk with you. But YouTube is a place where you can also watch the podcast. We have video versions, because some people have asked, do you have video version? There is a video version of it. If that's more your flavor, we've got that.
Yes.
It is growing, as we said. This is season one, so...
Absolutely. There's more to come. We will be releasing some actual footage of our faces in long form format will be there. I don't know what accent this is. You are getting part two. Part two is unhinged.
This is part three, which is totally unhinged. Because he had to wait for me to like figure out what to say in my bio for like an hour. What do I say?
Is the after show, you all. This is what you all are getting. This is a real friendship right here. This is a real friendship. But listen, please take the time to subscribe and like and comment. All of that helps us to get the message out. So if you are touched by this podcast, please go and like and comment. We want to hear what you have to say, because it really does help us. This is a labor of love, and we love to do it. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to this amazing episode of Morning Motivation Part 2 with
Gogo
and Natasha.